Welcome to January's Library Chat, the monthly podcast by the Iowa Library for the Blind and Print Disabled, where we chat about books and podcasts with library staff and guests. I'm Sarah Williford, Library Director, and here with me today for our episode are some familiar voices if you listen to our Library News or Braille Bits podcasts. We have Denise Bean, our Youth Services Librarian.
Hi, it's good to be here.
Leslie Heinzler, our Special Services Librarian.
Hello.
And Tyler Sweat, our Accessible Media Specialist.
Hello.
Leslie and Tyler have been doing the Library News podcast for well over a year now. And that one is great for hearing what is new in the library, upcoming events, and about books. And Denise has been doing a Braille Bits podcast, taking us through Braille lessons with special guests learning about all things Braille. And so Library Chat is kind of an expansion of those where we include discussion of books, podcasts, around what we hope are fun and interesting topics. If you missed any of our earlier episodes or want to hear our other podcasts, they are on our blog at iowalibrary.blog. So our topic for this month, we kind of took some curves and turns as we decided what we wanted to talk about. It's the beginning of a new year, and with that comes the discussion of New Year's resolutions. So as we discussed how we wanted to talk about New Year's resolutions, again, it took a couple different turns, and we had some interesting conversations leading up to this one about how we should handle New Year's resolutions, because some of us do consider and think about the new year and resolutions, and other of us do not. So as we were discussing the topic for this month's podcast, we did have a brief discussion about it, and I'm going to ask kind of what we discussed as we talked about the topic. Do you set resolutions as part of beginning of a new year? Why or why not?
Well, Sarah, already I failed, so just saying. I don't know about anybody else, but I have a cell phone. I think others have a cell phone, and it's kind of like a computer in our hand. And I said, you know, Denise, you're not going to buy anything online. No, not going to do that.
For the whole year?
For the whole year.
Well, no, for, okay. Actually,
Leslie.
For the
first day of the year?
For the first 6 months.
Oh, okay.
No shopping online. Wow. That's a huge, wow, right? That's a huge, so immediately, guess what pops up? You know, things pop up on your phone that looks pretty cool.
Yeah.
I thought just this one time. So already I'm just a bad seed. I've already bought this little footstool that's nestled in right by my little chair. Just got it in yesterday, actually.
Nice. So it's pretty nice. But so, you intentionally said for the new year, I'm going to not buy anything online.
I did. Out loud, but I think the problem is I didn't write it down. If I wrote it down, I would have been a good girl. And
I hear you say it out loud.
I'd
love to hear you say it.
I think next January I'll get all of you in the room, and then talk to you about it.
Your resolution.
Yeah, we're talk about it.
See, I never do resolutions. I like the idea of resolutions, and I understand why they exist, but I never do them ever.
I do not either.
No, yeah.
I don't either. But after our conversation, yeah, it's kind of like the minute you tell me I can't do something.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And that's usually what I feel like my resolutions are, what I shouldn't be doing.
Right.
Then it's like I'm all over it. But I felt kind of guilty about, or after our conversation about that, thinking about the new year and what I should do. So I'm like, well, I'm going to walk. Make sure I walk for
a good
chunk every day. Yeah, so I'm already out on that. I didn't do that yesterday. So, that kind of, I kind of think, because the first thing you said was I failed.
I know. Yeah. See, what a bad thing to say, right?
That's
how I feel too.
Exactly.
If I don't do it, or they lasted a week and then I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
though. I probably did them when I was little, but...
See, the problem is like, I think when you make any goal, it needs to be a specific goal.
Mm-hmm.
But then you know the second you fail that goal. Because I think if it's too broad, like, I want to read more,
yeah,
like, you don't feel like you don't get anything out of
right.
it. Because at the end of the year, you're like, yeah, I read more.
Sure,
like,
I read more.
Like,
yeah.
It could be one more book or one more page than what you read the year before, and it counts as meeting your goal.
Right.
And I know some people that are very, that's kind of how they, you know, they look at the year and they make a plan for the year and they're like so good about sticking to that plan, but that doesn't work in to my
I think your whole year should be just about balance and finding your rhythm and balance, and I think our lives are so busy anyway and chaotic and crazy, but there is a little pressure there to have that because it's on TV, it's all over, that
mm-hmm.
New Year's resolution
yeah.
commitment. You feel on task when you make one. You know?
Yeah, very true.
So I did a bit of research and compared some lists that are out there about the top resolutions people set. So when they do. And so I thought I'd go through some of these. So there is get in shape.
I was going to say, that has to be number
yeah,
one.
Uh-huh. Very common.
Yeah.
Next one was eat healthier, or a new one that's kind of a little bit popped up was eat at home more, which I thought was curious, because probably for me, if that was one I said, it would be not use DoorDash.
To eat at home.
Yeah.
To eat at home. So that was... on the list, stop procrastinating, improve your concentration. Another one was meet new people or spend more time with friends and family, get organized, be tidier, learn something new, travel more, break your smartphone addiction, get more quality sleep, and read more. So no online shopping.
No.
I could probably
stuff,
do
right?
all of those. Those could probably be all on my list.
They really could mine as well.
The thought of that just stresses me out. So
it's a big list, isn't it? How many's on that list? That's a lot.
There's 11. I grabbed. There's more. I just didn't go
deep
in there.
Common themes.
Yeah. And the one that pops out for me is get more quality sleep.
Yes.
Because I'm kind of a stay up late and then maybe do the fake catch up on the weekend kind of thing. So that one stuck out to me. Yeah, but I agree. I could do all these.
I like that though, getting more sleep. That's the one area I struggle with also, I think. I rarely get enough sleep. I don't know about all of you guys, but
mm-hmm.
my husband, he'll be sauntering logs at 9 o'clock at night, and then about 7 in the morning he's still sauntering logs because he snores and I can hear him. And I'm so envious because he can sleep so soundly and here I am taking melatonin.
Yeah.
No coffee after 3 or 4 and trying to get my Z's. But it's a challenge. It's hard to do.
I think you and I were up at the same time the other day at, 3:45?
Yeah, we couldn't.
Jeez.
I couldn't sleep.
Were
I said,
you talking to each other?
No. But she came in and she's like, I didn't get any sleep. I was up at 3:45. I'm like, I was up too.
Yeah.
I should have texted. We could have talked about, we could have made plans.
I know.
For the week.
We just could have. I did do the manual at that time in the day. I just read all through that and got that knocked out and checked off my list.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
No, I just tend to lay there and hope.
And
my
hope
eyes will shut.
Yes.
But I think, you know, depending on what your focus is for the new year, and I will say we have books and resources that can help. So no matter where you're at on your list. So I did grab a few titles based off of the popular resolutions we just read through. But before I go into those, I wanted to ask. So we kind of all agreed we don't really do resolutions, but if you were going to try to set a goal or something like that, would you do research before setting the resolution?
I think depending on the subject. I mean, like, eat healthy, like, everybody knows what they need to do. It's just doing it, you know what I mean? Like, they know how the obvious steps to make your diet healthier.
I actually looked into doing the keto diet, like, that was going to be what I was
going to
do.
Yeah, that would be this research,
and so I researched it, and I decided I didn't want to do that, but I did.
I like bread.
I like carbs too much.
Yes.
So. Doing a little modification, but yeah, I did do a little research just to see what was out there and how to go about it, but yeah, I think it's a little necessary.
And I do think, Tyler, that's a great comment you made too, because it just really depends a lot on what it is, but I like to research, I'm a research hungry person, mm-hmm. like to know what it is, and but the keto diet does work pretty good.
I've heard, but I don't have the discipline at the moment.
They have keto bread, I think, and keto cereal.
But. Well, I do turn to books and research just on whatever I'm trying to figure something out, because I like the different perspectives. Mm-hmm. I think I've talked to probably Denise about my quest for like the perfect calendar and to-do list. So I'll go online and research like what types are out there and how people are using them, and then try it, and then I'll get a new one.
Yes.
But so I do like to kind of get the different perspective. I also like to see how people are doing it, like reality, real life. How is this working out for people? So here are some of the books that I grabbed from our catalog, but I will tell you, there's so many amazing titles and authors out there, depending again on what topic you're looking for, so my list does not do anything really justice to what's available, but we have career-based, goal-based, finding happiness, finding your passion, so all of those, but these are the ones I kind of grabbed based off of some reviews and different lists I looked at. So one of them is The Four Disciplines of Execution, Achieving Your Wildly Important Goals. And this one kind of focuses on like a major initiative or goal you watch die. And, you know, what happened? Why did it slowly or quietly, or did it go out with a bang and didn't work out, and just kind of the four disciplines you need to make sure it happens. The other one is Everything is Negotiable, The Five Tactics to Get What You Want in Life, Love, and Work by Meg Myers Morgan. I at first thought maybe my daughter had written that, because that is her belief.
That's
her
motto.
Everything is negotiable. But this is just five tactics for women to use when navigating both business and personal transactions, in order to identify and achieve personal goals. And the tactics, by the way, are wanting, choosing, owning, giving, and getting. There's another one, so Best Self, Be You, Only Better. And that's thinking about your daily life, and are you thriving or going through the motions, and just really looking at the different tools you have to be you, only better. Let's see what else I have. There's one, two, pick three. You can have it all, just not every day. So the philosophy that it's impossible to have it all at the same time, but you can prioritize three things to do well each day. And I'm a big to-do list person, and I always pick the three things, and I list those first that I have to do that day.
Mm-hmm. I have heard, list the ones on top you've got to, that are priority.
And then you have to get really excited if you get one crossed off. I thought this one was interesting. It was called Sorry I'm Late, I Didn't Want to Come.
That's a fun title. I like that.
It's One Introvert's Year of Saying Yes. So it's Jessica Pan, a British journalist. She's a self-described introvert, but she went through kind of an experiment of living like an extrovert in saying yes to things that she would never do, like hosting a dinner party, traveling on her own, those kind of things, and how that impacted her goals and her kind of her life balance. So then there's also, so Oprah Winfrey, The Path Made Clear, Discovering Your Life's Direction and Purpose. So Oprah gives advice on living your best life by sharing her personal stories. And then this one I thought was interesting was, What Would Dolly Do? How to Be a Diamond in a Rhinestone World. And it's part biography, part words of wisdom and life lessons. Just really looking at Dolly Parton and her confidence, faith, and humor, and how that can be applied to your life.
Oh, interesting.
So those are some of the interesting titles I grabbed.
Well, there's a book that I came across, and we have it at our library. We can get it. It kind of ties into what you were talking about, Sarah. So it's by Shonda Rhimes, and it's called The Year of Yes. So have you ever thought about saying yes to everything just for even one day? Yes. I mean, sometimes we have to say, we always hear, why do you say yes to everything? But I mean, yes to everything. So that is just kind of a, and also I love this. This is great. So part of her philosophy with this book is definitely say yes to things that scare you. So if you're scared to do it, say yes and do it anyway. And I feel like that's kind of our motto around here a lot of times, is that we do things that scare us, but usually when we're done with doing it, we're like, yeah, that was a great idea. But, and then also Gretchen Rubin does a really great job. She has some really good books that she's written.
We're going to talk about those in a minute.
Oh, stop talking about that already.
That's fine.
She does.
I'll bring it up again.
Yeah, Better Than Before is one of my books that I like to read.
I think it's like, a deep dive, one of the books is like a deep dive on nutrition, is Tim Ferriss. It's a 4-hour body. So he does the 4-hour work week, but it's like taking that but applying it to nutrition and strength. And like the book is like really, like there's a couple chapters that are like very specific to like weightlifting, which are like not helpful at all. For me, I never wanted to be a bodybuilder. But it was some interesting ones about diet and some other ones about like just general fitness that it takes it in like a really extreme level. So like if you're really like going all in, like it'd be a different approach. But
you just do it for 4 days
out of a week? It's like, so 4-hour is...
Notice why I find that intriguing.
Yeah.
4 days?
Yeah, because like the way... a lot of the stuff that he talks about, you know, it's proven stuff, but it's a lot of it's like high intensity stuff that's just kind of whittled down. But his diet is like a lot of keto, but except it isn't. It's a little different. It's, you can have like baked beans. You can have like refried beans. So like the way his diet was set up, I tried it for like a week. And notice I said a week, and then I gave up. It was just intense. It was basically like nuts, and then like you, over the course of the week, you have like 3 cans of refried beans, because that was like the carbs.
Wow.
Those were like the only carbs you could have.
Refried beans.
So it's like a lot of, and then like just salads on salads on salads. Yeah. And pounds of meat, like so yeah,
you know, you're next to me, your office is next to me. Mm-hmm. And you were on this diet of refried beans for about 4 days.
It wasn't, and I did it like last year. It definitely wasn't.
Okay good.
It was when I was alone in the office. Do you have now? Yeah.
Not saying the beans do anything to your body, but they might, you know, just saying.
One of the ones that we use kind of in the Iowa Department for the Blind is the Crucial Conversations tools for talking when stakes are high by Carrie Patterson. And that's one I do go back to, because you can apply those to whether you're at work or at home.
Right.
And just how to kind of master those interactions that are crucial to relationships.
Mm-hmm.
But we tend to avoid as well. So I do like that one. And I know we've talking about it recently here, so I thought I'd throw that one in there. So, to Gretchen Rubin. So the theme of finding happiness, finding balance, whether it's spending more time with family, getting organized, or that, you know, working on health, it's definitely a common thread. So that kind of leads us to our podcast for this month, which is one by Gretchen Rubin. She is an author of best-selling books that focus on these ideas. And as Denise has a favorite, her books include The Happiness Project, or Why I Spent a Year Trying to Sing in the Morning, Clean My Closets, Fight Right, Read Aristotle, and Generally Have More Fun. Another one of her titles is The Four Tendencies, the indispensable personality profiles that reveal how to make your life better and other people's lives better too, and then better than before, mm-hmm. that you talked about. And then Outer Order, Inner Calm, declutter and organize to make more room for happiness. And then Happier at Home, Kiss More, Jump More, Abandon a Project, Read Samuel Johnson, and My Other Experiments in the Practice of Everyday Life. So those are her books, and they are in our library catalog, if you're looking for them. So we thought we would listen to one of her podcasts, and hers is Gretchen Rubin's Happier podcast, and the one we're going to talk about is episode 307. And it's Re-Reveal Our 21 for 21 list. And here's just a little bit about Gretchen Rubin. This is how she introduces herself. She's a writer who relentlessly explores human nature to understand how we can make our lives better. I believe there's no one-size-fits-all solution for becoming happier, healthier, more productive, or more creative. When we know ourselves and what works for us, we can change our habits and our lives. So in this episode, they discuss the idea of creating a list based off of the year. So it's 2021. So this year's list is 21 things that you would like to get done in 2021. So when I saw the title of this and kind of listened up, I was kind of intrigued because that's a little bit, in my mind, it's not exactly resolutions. You're making a list, and I do love a good to-do list. So I was sort of curious, is it going to feel like resolutions or a to-do list? And why that makes a difference to me, I am not sure, but it does. So I didn't know what your thoughts are on a list versus a resolution.
I feel like the ones that they read off, some of them were definitely resolutions, and some of them were definitely to-do list stuff. I felt like it was a good mix of both.
They said in the podcast that they thought resolutions were more of a burden and that the list was more fun. But I kind of started thinking of my 21 for 21, and I was like, no, this is a burden. So I stopped. So I don't know. I'm not 100% on board with it being more fun. But I get where they're coming from.
Yeah, the list is nice because, to me, I'm a list huge list maker. And I love the fact you can check off your list. But what she was talking about, her 21 for 21, you know, so I don't know, what is it, her sister or her that says she's going to weigh herself every day? And I thought, who does that? And just different checklists, like travel more, I think is what one they were talking about. But I do like the list. I think it should be realistic, although I did shop online, so that's not realistic at all. But
I think it rolls over the other part that makes it more of a list, where like they had things from previous years that they just kind of kept on that they didn't get done.
Yeah.
I think that takes a little bit of the stress off of like,
doesn't
you
have to
know
happen.
If you don't get, like it just goes on.
Carryover.
22 and
22. And I know they did say too that they wanted to focus on what makes them happy. But like Denise pointed out, I don't know if weighing myself every day. If I'm not being successful in my diet.
Or getting a real ID star on your driver's license.
Just, oh, yeah.
So hanging out of the DOT doesn't make me happy.
Here's some examples from their list was make a list of friends and colleagues I want to connect with by phone or Zoom. Make 2 plans a week to connect with people on that list. There's figure out the light bulb question. And I can't remember. I think she was trying to switch to more efficient light bulbs.
I think she didn't like her light bulbs and wanted...
Oh, the warm light they talked about.
I think it was something they talked about in other podcasts.
The warm lights, that's right.
And there was have a scent party, COVID permitting, and then have a taste party, COVID permitting. And then there was the get the real ID piece, and then eat lots of vegetables was another one on example. So, yeah, I agree. There was kind of, you could carry it over to the next year, which helps with that. I did like, so they talked about one listener that embraced the 21, the number. And so their list was things like donate 21 things from my kitchen, read 21 books, read for pleasure 21 or more minutes each day, limit social media phone scrolling to 21 minutes per day. So they kind of hit on that number 21 yeah. and then applied it to their list, which I thought was interesting yeah. to do it.
Almost like a game, you know, mm-hmm. kind of a fun game you can play.
And what do they say you have to do for it to be a habit? Can't remember how many times.
21 days. 21 days, isn't it?
To make a habit. Number, yeah, 21. 20,
3 weeks. 21.
Mm-hmm. So I did like how they kind of applied that to it. It was funny because I brought up like the reading for 21 minutes per day or more, and I think I stated it as 21 minutes per day, and my family, most of us read a lot in my family. And so the person, my daughter, I said it to, she's like, well, you wouldn't even get done a chapter. You know, she just thought 21 was like so
small.
Sad number.
Such a little number.
So again, I think it kind of depends on what you do yeah. and who you are. And
mm-hmm. Exactly.
Being personal.
And circumstances and just, you know.
Yeah. So we kind of had this conversation at home and it came down to, you know, like eating healthier, those kind of things. We all know it's like moderation and, mm-hmm. you know, you can kind of, mm-hmm. so just, it comes back to that balance, I think. And a lot of what the books talk about is that balance.
Is key to so many things, having balance. And it's hard to find balance on some days. It just is. But you get up, you try again tomorrow and give it a good go, chario. But you know, you just never know what you're gonna things interrupt your day, your flow, your mm-hmm. life happens. It does.
Yep.
Very true.
So any final thoughts on resolutions or lists or balance?
I think they're important, but I don't use them. That's my final thought.
I think that should be scripted somewhere on Rock, Tyler. I like that. Agreed.
I would agree with that, too. Mm-hmm.
Probably my final thought, too, is I do like to take a minute and review, like, the past year. I think mm-hmm. I do that more, like, at work than I do, like, in my personal life. But I tell you what I have loved is, so I use Google Photos.
Mm-hmm. Aww.
And so the other night I went through, like, because they do, like, 2 years ago or 1 year ago. So I was scrolling through, and that was kind of fun because it kind of brings back everything that happened the last year. And
It is. My mom's right now going through her photos because she's cleansing. That's one of her New Year's resolutions. She goes in and she just kind of cleanses different drawers in her room. And so she's cleansing, and she came across this box full of these really cool pictures. And going through all of that is so sentimental. And that's pretty neat, though.
Mm-hmm. You know?
But she's a cleanser. That's her resolution once a year.
Well, thank you, you guys, for talking about
this is fun.
New Year's resolutions or not talking about or not. And thanks for joining me for our January library chat. We'll be posting the book list on our blog for our listeners who are interested in the titles we discussed. And again, our blog is iowalibrary.blog. You can also contact the library at 515-281-1323 to ask about the titles and to have them be put onto your book list. And again, you can find the library podcast, library news, library chat, and Braille Bits on the blog as well. And I am going to put a plug in for next month's topic. I'm excited about next month's topic. We'll be discussing Braille. So during the month of February, the library is hosting the Iowa Regional Braille Challenge. So as part of that, we are celebrating Braille throughout the month. So we just also had Louis Braille's birthday on January 4th, and so we celebrated that. So just really quick about the Braille Challenge. It is the only academic competition of its kind in North America for students who are blind or with low vision. The Braille Institute developed the Braille Challenge to motivate students to practice and hone their Braille literacy skills, which are essential to academic and employment success. So this year for our Iowa Braille Challenge, it is a bit different. We usually have a day for the challenge here at the Iowa Department for the Blind. The students, participants come here for the day, do their Braille Challenge testing, and we do other fun activities and just get to hang out together. So the in-person part is not possible this year, so they're doing remote Braille Challenge testing throughout the month of February. And we have some online, some virtual events that are happening as well. So any student who is blind or with low vision, grades first grade through 12th grade, who can read and write Braille is eligible to participate. And they're divided into five categories, tested on the fundamental Braille skills. Oh my goodness. Fundamental Braille skills, such as reading, comprehension, spelling, speed and accuracy, proofreading, and charts and graphs. So we thought it was only fitting that Library Chat in February will be discussing Braille, kind of all things Braille, learning Braille, Braille programs and more, and we'll also feature our very own podcast, Braille Bits, that Denise does, and talk about that as well. So that is February.
Sounds good.
It's going to be a busy month.
It is.
Very busy. Mm-hmm.
So again, thank you guys for helping me with Library Chat, and stay safe and well, and thank you for listening, and we'll chat with you next month.
Sounds great.
Bye.
Bye.